flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shiloh Sanders is talking at the East-West Shrine Bowl. I've seen Shador as well as going and meeting with the Tennessee Titans right now. But Shiloh Sanders from our buddy Pat Doney is his dad, Dion, going to take the Dallas Cowboys coaching job. Quote, I think he's going to stay at Colorado. It's not really a big speculation. We already knew he was staying in Colorado. It would be a surprise if he coached somewhere else, but I don't think that would even happen. It is the G-Bag Nation here on your home of Dallas Cowboys football and the 2023 World Series champion Texas Rangers. Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, and Carter Freeman controlling your video. Gavin Dawson out today. That one is definitely helping to trend into the positive momentum that is the shoddy thing. Almost done. As Sean Sharif has reported, Brian Schottenheimer putting his staff together at the Star. Not sure how many that would include of former Cowboys staff members from the Mike McCarthy regime, whom he was coaching with. We'll see. Robert Prince, according to Clarence Hill, wide receivers coach, is interviewing with Miami for the same position over there. So as more coaching news comes around, we will give that to you. I did see Diana Rossini on her Scoop City podcast with former South Lake Carroll Dragon Chase Daniel, said the Dallas Cowboys were also interested in Mike Vrabel. A lot of people don't know that, said Diana. Guess who knew that? Robert Kraft knew that. Robert Kraft knew the Jones family had an interest in Mike Vrabel. I just wish the Cowboys had have acted on it if they were interested. And then maybe you never know. But they were probably put behind the eight ball because they were talking with McCarthy. That didn't end up working out. Maybe they weren't expecting Mike to say thank you, but no thank you. And then they're kind of left scrambling. But it's just one of those things, man, where I can't get the vision of late 1989 Jerry Jones just had that look in his eye, like hunger, ready to win. We must win. We will win. Win is the name of the game. And this hire just leaves you wanting more, and I kind of want that riverboat gambler back right now, but it doesn't seem like that's going to happen. 8-3-2, I feel deflated with the shoddy hire. I want to jump ship, but I never have, even in the Campo years. And you know I'm right there with you, 8-3-2. I'll never jump ship on the Dallas Cowboys. I love them too much. It's not a choice for me. I can't just do that. I'll never do that. But I get being very, very deflated, and all you can really do is hope for the best. And we're all wrong. We are all wrong. And Brian Schottenheimer ends up being a badass and is the right person to do this. But my gosh, it sure does feel like a comfortability hire and one that's not really moving the needle one way or another to me.
No, not at all. Not at all. It is definitely unfortunate, but this is the state of the Cowboys right now. If they are going to have a solid quarterback or a solid coach, they are going to sort of luck into it. They did it with Romo. They've done it with Dak, and that's going to be the same deal with the head coach. They don't prioritize it. They don't look at it as a position of high importance, and. This is what you get when that happens. You're not going to be able to get the top candidates. They don't even want the top candidates, and the top candidates don't want them because they understand the dynamic. And even Mike McCarthy's walking away from it. Kellen Moore, I believe, to some extent, walking away from it. So this is what you're left with, and you just have to cross your fingers that they strike gold.
Yeah, you'd think after 30 years of not a conference championship appearance, you'd like maybe reassess, hey, what do we value the coach? But I guess that's something that won't ever happen here in Dallas. But let's talk the draft. Then, O'Brien, you've said, look, they're not going to take this coaching thing seriously. Let's just focus on the draft, shall we? So we got ourselves a big board report. New running back in the draft. We were expecting it, but officially today, Quinshon Judkins, running back from Ohio State, has declared. Think you could possibly get him in the third round. Maybe he ends up crushing it at the combine and with his workouts. I know Mel Kiper thinks he could be a top 50 pick. He's got him as his fifth running back overall. I like his teammate a little bit more because of the speed factor, Travion Henderson, than Judkins. But, hey, Quinshon Judkins is definitely a better version of a Rico Dowdle, in my opinion. Really good out of the backfield as well. You saw what he was able to do in the college football playoff, and his tape at Ole Miss, my gosh, he was absolutely brilliant there. If you watched him against LSU a couple of years ago, he was brilliant in that game as well. So Quinshon Judkins, another running back to start to look at in this class. But what do you feel about doing a little mocky draft here, Brian Broaddus?
Go ahead, man. Love it.
Let's do it. Okay, so this is Chris Trapasso. I know Bobby, not a fan of Chris Trapasso, but he has a fun one because it involves some trades, and it creates an interesting situation for the Cowboys. He's got the 80s with Pete Carroll now, needing a quarterback. They're moving up to number one with the Titans. Now, I did say, hey, Titans right now at the Shrine Bowl, they're meeting with Shedeur Sanders, so they are going to go ahead and do their due diligence. Here's Shedeur going number one in a mock trade, and the Titans then slide back to six. A trade that works out for both sides. Titans then, as they move back, still get Abdul Carter, who they might be looking at one in this scenario. So Shedeur goes one. At six, Abdul Carter goes to the Titans. Major need. Raiders will also give up their first-round pick in the next two drafts and a second-rounder this year. So they're giving up one and two this year, and then a first-rounder in 2026 and 2027 to Tennessee to go up from six to one to make that trade happen. Worth it?
That they gave up one too many ones.
One too many ones. Yeah. Especially for a quarterback that I think some teams are probably going to have a second round grade on and not a one.
Sure. I mean, it doesn't matter what other teams have. It matters what your team has.
Yeah, if they
has.
Love the guy, you go get them.
Yeah,
100%.
Don't ever, people put together boards all the time and they're like, that's a little rich for me.
But it ends up being wrong.
No, it might be a little rich for you, but to them, they went and got their guy.
It's like Mike Green.
Yeah.
People will say 12's too rich for Mike Green. I'm like, hell no, it's not.
You have absolutely no problem taking Mike Green at 12.
I'd take him at 12.
Yeah. Is he?
Mike Green is an edge rusher from Marshall.
What started off at Virginia.
Yes.
Yeah.
6'4", super long. I think he's the second best pass rusher to Abdul Carter in the draft, but he can also defend the run. I mean, he will wreak havoc in the backfield. I think he's got a little bit of DeMarcus Ware to his game. The way he's bendy, the quick twitch, fires off the ball. I really love him. I think the frame is one he could actually pack on a little bit more.
Oh, he's a good-looking guy.
I'm a big fan of
like
Mike
248,
Green.
Something like that. I mean, when you start to talk about, like, he doesn't look like a...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Small guy playing football. He's got some stoutness to him, the way he plays.
That's music to my ears, dude. Getting a premium position like that at 12, that would make so much sense to me. So I'm glad there's a guy there that fits that. And in regards to the trade for Shedeur, if the Raiders are going to trade up and do that, I think the Titans, it's a no-brainer. If you're not going to take a quarterback, you should absolutely trade down. I understand Hunter, Abdul, those guys are beasts.
Oh, this would be a huge win for the Titans.
But the Titans, if you're not taking a quarterback at one, you got to trade down.
Okay, so Sanders goes one, Cam Ward goes two to the Browns. I did actually report today that the Browns would maybe look into taking Shedeur Sanders at two, even if Deion Sanders doesn't approve of it. So they might very well be in the market for a quarterback. And then three, Jalen Milroe goes to the Giants. So you have quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3. Travis Hunter.
Jaden Milroe?
Yeah, Jalen Milroe. Who he might, some teams might have him as the third best quarterback. And I don't, I mean, this is way too high for me.
I got him as a top five running back on my
board. Yeah, I know you do. He might end up being a Josh Allen. Who knows for you? Like, that ends up being a bad take, but I don't know. I'm with you. I wouldn't be taking Jalen Milroe in the first round, but we've seen quarterbacks get pushed up the board like this.
This would be an all-time push-up.
It would be, but EJ Manuel went in the first round. I'll never forget that. That dude's done.
Christian Ponder.
Travis Hunter goes 4 to the Patriots. Will Johnson, the corner from Michigan, 5 to the Jags. I mentioned what? Carter. You're iffy on a Will Johnson, I know. Mm-hmm. Will Campbell, offensive tackle LSU, goes to the Jets at 7. So there's, hey, if you want an offensive lineman, Cowboys, you don't get him. Tet McMillan, best receiver in the draft for me, goes 8 out of Arizona to the Panthers. Luther Burden, who's getting mocked to the Cowboys a lot, wide receiver out of Mizzou, goes 9, so he's off the board. You can't get him. Ashton Jeanty, running back of the Boise State Broncos, goes to the Bears because he had a flippy-floppy there after a projected trade. So the Bears there, they end up taking Ashton Jeanty at 10. James Pierce Jr., the edge from Tennessee, goes 11 to the San Francisco 49ers, which puts the Cowboys on the clock at 12. There's no Ashton Jeanty. The top two receivers, arguably, off the board for me. My number two guy is still there in Emeka Igbuka.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Walker, edge from from Georgia, still there. Mason Graham, defensive tackle from Michigan, along with Kenneth Grant, defensive tackle from Michigan, still there. And Mike Green would still be there, and so is Kelvin Banks Jr., the offensive tackle from Texas. This mock has the Cowboys going Tyler Warren, tight end out of Penn State. I like Tyler Warren way more than you do.
No, I you know what?
I don't hate the play. I watched
him in the playoffs, and I absolutely see what you see with
the
player.
Incredible.
He's incredible. You know, he's a very good player.
But this, to me, would not be my pick at 12 for the Cowboys. I would absolutely take Emeka Igbuka. I think he would be a great fit. I would absolutely take Mason Graham, which is going to make Cowboy fans go crazy.
I would take Mason Graham over Igbuka myself.
Graham is going to probably end up being a top five player.
He's the best defensive tackle in the draft by far.
Easy.
By far. And he can play 3. He can play 1. It doesn't matter with him. People have talked to me about he's like a power 3. You know, just put him in there. Let, you know, 320 pounds. Let him just wreck shop that way. I was asking some NFL scouts about him, and I'm saying, hey, listen, is this guy a 1 or a 3? Because you're going to have to probably replace Oso Digizua.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, all of a sudden, yeah, you know, and if you can get, you get your guy, you know, the other Michigan guy, Mozzie Smith, playing a little better at the 1, you know, some positivity out of that. And then you put Mason Graham at the 3. You've got some stoutness inside that way.
You got some beef in the middle.
Yeah,
You do. That's going to be hard to move you off the ball.
Exactly. So to me, that's, you know, I can say that all of it is predicated on Mozzie Smith improving, and he has to a point. But you can't, I would take Mason Graham over Igbuka in this situation. And then at 44, I'll turn around and draft Williams from TCU or Besh from TCU or Trey Harris, one of those guys from Ole Miss. You know, Iamanure from Stanford would be a guy.
Yeah, the Stanford kid interests me there, especially if you want to get an X, like with his size.
Yeah, like the discussion we had yesterday on the draft show was about finding somebody opposite you could play with Lamb, and you would maybe go for a guy that's a more X.
Has more size to his game.
Williams?
Savion Williams, Iamanure, 6'4".
Besh? These guys are all big dudes. You know, so yeah, go for it. You can wait even to, like, into the, I don't know where Higgins from Iowa State's going to fall in there. I looked at the kid Royals from Utah State.
Yeah, Royals is a big yak guy.
Yeah, I mean,
big yak guy.
So there's some clearly some options that you do not have to take. You know, you do not have to take Igbuka.
No, this
12.
Would be one where, like, hey, you've got a player who could go top 5 and he falls into your lap at 12. The problem is Cowboy fans are going to be scared about scouting the helmet here and not the player.
Don't.
And it's the Michigan defensive tackle or just Michigan defensive lineman, and it's going to be PTSD. Why the hell are you doing this?
Listen, do yourself a favor, and this is an easy way to do this, okay? Everybody has YouTube, right? It's not highlights. Go watch, you know, there's games you could watch. What's the guy, the barrel roll, right? What's
Do a barrel roll.
Do a barrel roll.
He does an excellent job.
He breaks down all the games for you and gives it to you, tight copy stuff. You could go and watch him play. You could go watch these Michigan guys play. You can watch him play Texas. You can watch him play Ohio State. You can watch him play. It's not highlights. It's like actual play film that you can watch, or, you know, copy of the game, and you can learn a lot about watching these kids, you know, and you can say, wow, this guy does get off the ball. Wow, this guy does make plays. Wow, this guy does stack blockers. Wow, this guy does get off blocks.
He's quick. I mean, they get off with him, and he can rush the passer. Yeah. My only concern with Mason Graham is he maxed out? He's such a good player right now. How much better can he get?
I'll tell you what, if he plays at this level and just plays at this level,
still going to be a good player.
I mean, he is legitimately a top five player on this
team. He is. I don't think he's going to be around at 12, but if he is here, the Cowboys got themselves.
Who took Ginty, by the way?
Bears.
Okay.
That's going to be a real conversation now with Ben Johnson. Yeah. You know, because he came from a team that at 12, they took Jahmyr Gibbs. They didn't give a damn. And they took linebacker Jack Campbell in that draft. People are saying don't draft running backs and linebackers. They didn't care. Yeah. They took their guys. So maybe Ben Johnson does take Ashton Ginty, and then he's not even in the conversation there for the Cowboys at 12. All right, let's talk with Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Get the latest on the Cowboys coaching search, everything he's hearing. And, of course, he's going to be covering the Shrine Bowl as well. We'll talk more draft with Nick Harris. That's next here on 105.3 The Fan.